And in chapter 4, Krishna spoke about transcendental knowledge. Knowledge, jnana. Now, after explaining in chapter 2, what's that? After explaining in chapter 2, one section about jnana, what section was that? In chapter 2. No, the second section is the jnana section. But sthita pragya is the last section, which is also like jnana. But after explaining in chapter 2, one section on jnana, and then encouraging Arjuna to work through buddhi yoga, what section was buddhi yoga?
Fourth.
Arjuna became confused whether he was supposed to pursue jnana or renunciation or buddhi yoga or nishkam kama or working. And he asked in chapter 3, which should he do? And similarly, after hearing all about knowledge, transcendental jnana, in chapter 4, and that one, especially that seeing karma through jnana, explaining seeing action and inaction, and inaction and action, and the whole last section in the conclusion glorifies transcendental knowledge or jnana. Arjuna wonders if jnana is so important. He again wonders if jnana is so glorious, why should I do what you requested, Krishna, in the last verse of the chapter, which was armed with yoga, O Bharata, stand and fight. So Arjuna, for our benefit, again, asks a similar question to his question in the beginning of chapter 3. Arjuna said, O Krishna, first of all you asked me to renounce work, take up jnana, sannyas karma. Sannyasam karma means the renunciation of karma or work. And then again you recommend work with devotion or nishkam karma. Now will you kindly tell me definitely which of the two is more beneficial, which is better? Prabhupada explains in the purport. In the second chapter, preliminary knowledge of the soul and its entanglement in the material body were explained. How to get out of this material entanglement by buddhi yoga or devotional service was also explained therein. In the third chapter, it was explained that a person who is situated on the platform of knowledge no longer has any duty to perform. And in the fourth chapter, the Lord told Arjuna that all kinds of sacrificial work culminate in knowledge. However, at the end of the fourth chapter, the Lord advised Arjuna to wake up and fight, being situated in perfect knowledge. Therefore, by simultaneously stressing the importance of both work and devotion and inaction in knowledge, Krishna has perplexed Arjuna and confused his determination. Arjuna understands that renunciation and knowledge involves cessation of all kinds of work performed as sense activities. But if one performs work in devotional service, then how is work stopped? In other words, he thinks that sannyas, or renunciation and knowledge, should be altogether free from all kinds of activity, because work and renunciation appear to him to be incompatible. He appears not to have understood that work in full knowledge is non-reactive and is therefore the same as inaction. He inquires, therefore, whether he should cease work altogether or work with full knowledge. Now, Krishna has made Arjuna not understand this point. And of course, we understand it now because we have Prabhupada's purports and we've stressed Krishna's points. But on the battlefield, amidst all the excitement of Krishna's words, Arjuna doesn't understand. But actually, since this whole dialogue is taking place for our benefit, what's going on is that Krishna is making this point, stressing it again and again, so we clearly understand it. The question is, should a person who has acquired knowledge, should he work or not? This is the question. If knowledge is superior to, if sacrifices end in knowledge, once you get knowledge, should you still continue to perform sacrificial work? This is the question. The personality of God had replied, the renunciation of work and work in devotion are both good for liberation. But of the two, work in devotional service is better than renunciation of work. So the question isn't which is better. Excuse me, the question isn't which path is superior, but the question is which is better in the sense of more practical and easier. And why we say that, that is explained in the next verse. One who hates, neither hates nor desires the fruits of his action is known to be always renounced. Such a person, freed from all dualities, easily overcomes material bondage and is completely liberated, O mighty armed Arjuna. So the term used by Krishna here is nitya sannyas. So the person who is actually renounced and detached from the fruits of his activities, he is actually nitya sannyas. He is always renounced. He is always a sannyasi. So this is the true meaning of sannyas. One who neither hates nor desires the fruits of his activities. Such a person, freed from all dualities, easily overcomes material bondage and is completely liberated. Almighty Amda Arjuna. Now, that's the first... No, that's not the first section. The first section here, that is 1 to 6. Explains that karma, nishkam karma, is equal to renunciation of work, but it's easier. And this is the point why it's better, because it's easier. Text 4 explains, only the ignorant speak of devotional service or karma yoga as being different from the analytical study of the material world, sankhya, or jnana, or karma sannyas. What does karma sannyas mean? No, karma sannyas. Yes, karma sannyas means renouncing your work. Renouncing work is karma sannyas. So Krishna says here that they, first of all, they are none different. The renunciation of work, excuse me, the renunciation of work and being situated in a renounced situation and analytically studying the material world, because this analytical jnana or sankhya is the work of someone who has no material activity, who has no physical activity, who has taken this type of sannyas. And Krishna explains that karma yoga or work in detachment, only the ignorant speak of that karma yoga or devotional service or work that is detached, that has just been described, as being different from the analytical study of the material world of Sankhya. They are both the same. So the question is, which is easier? And should one who has achieved jnana, should he continue working or not? So Krishna explains that they are the same, but that nishkam karma or karma yoga is better, actually understands things as they are. They're the same, but better. But nishkam karma is better. Only the ignorant speak of devotional service as being different from the analytical study of the material world. Those who are actually learned say that he who applies himself well to one of these paths achieves the results of both. Now, either in karma, sankhya, karma and sankhya are the same. Excuse me. Sankhya and jnana are the same. They both mean sannyas or renunciation of work. And yoga and karma are the same. They mean work with the senses. So here's that same issue being discussed. Should one renounce work in jnana and attain jnana? Or should one work with detachment? And Krishna's answer is clear. And one point is that one who properly applies himself to any one of the paths will achieve the same result as both paths. The same point is repeated in 5.5. One who knows that the position achieved by means of analytical study can also be attained by karma yoga or devotional service, and therefore sees analytical study and devotional service to be on the same